Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Today, the website Rams PSL Class Action Settlement goes live, and that's good news for former St. Louis Ram PSL holders. Here to tell us all about it is Ryan Bruning of the Bruning Law Firm. Ryan, thanks for taking time to join me this morning.
Yeah, of course. No problem.
So what do PSL holders need to know about this website going live today?
So the website is going to be live today, and that's where you're going to be able to go and make your claim if you owned a PSL. You'll be able to go on there and indicate where your PSL was, how much you paid for it, and submit your claim to hopefully get paid out eventually in this case.
And if you don't go to the site, though, you will be notified here in the next few days, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And actually, I would encourage people to wait. Don't jump on the site on Saturday. The claims process will be open for about 6 months. So you should really wait until you get either an email or a postcard from the Rams. They have a lot of people's information on file. Because if you get that postcard or email, it'll have a PIN and password unique to your account. And that'll just help speed along the process, because when you plug that in, it'll automatically fill in your name and the information they have. And it should make the whole thing a little easier. So I'd wait about a week, see if you get that email or postcard. If you don't, you'll still be able to go on there and fill in a blank one. But again, just wait to see if you get it and then go make your claim.
And how much money is available for those former PSL holders?
So the total amount of the settlement is $24 million. So that's going to be the max the Rams will have to pay to the PSL holders. But what that means is about 30% back for each PSL. So if you had multiple PSLs, you'll get 30%. And they sold up to $4,500 was the most. So obviously some people are going to be getting thousands of dollars back if they make a claim for every PSL they bought.
Now, how did this all come about? I know when the Rams moved, there were a few lawsuits filed against Stan Kroenke and the Rams and the NFL. What was the process like as you went through in court against these fellas?
Yeah, so we filed pretty soon after they left. We actually were PSL holders ourselves, and we knew that when they first moved here in 1995, these PSLs were supposed to be good for 30 years. They only stayed 21, so something didn't seem right about that. We looked at the contract, and sure enough, it said that they could terminate. They could terminate everybody's contract if they wanted to, but they had to provide a refund. So that's what we sued under, like I said, right after they left, and took us about 3 years in court battles and negotiations and different things, but we finally were able to come to an agreement, and that was to get 30% of everybody's money back, which represented those 9 lost years. So it was a long battle, but we're very happy and confident with the result.
And, I'm one of those who still just gets extremely angry when I think about what Stan Kroenke did to St. Louis, both while here and then when he took the team away. Was there any kind of personal satisfaction for you achieving this, going to court against him and coming out a victor?
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said that there wasn't. We were big Rams fans ourselves. But we wanted to do what was right by the law. So, our focus obviously was on the legal side and making sure we held them responsible for the contract. But, of course, I'd be lying to say that it wasn't a little bit of satisfaction to go in there and hold them accountable for leaving the city of St. Louis.
Yeah, no question about it. Visiting with Ryan Bruning, he is a member of the Bruning Law Firm. We're talking about the PSL class action settlement. And again, the website goes live today, but you recommend that people wait. How many people do you think are going to file to get their share back?
We estimate that there's somewhere between 20 to 25,000 accounts, people that had PSLs, and it represents about 50,000 actual PSLs that were purchased. So it should be a hefty amount, and we really want to make sure everybody goes out there and encourage that everybody who has a PSL go out there, make a claim, because you're only going to get paid if you make a claim. And the only chance we have of the Rams paying that full $24 million is if everybody makes a claim.
And if they have questions about this, how do they get those questions answered?
So on the website, there will be a contact information for a third-party claims administrator that should be able to answer questions. And then they can always call over to my law firm, the Bruning Law Firm, if they have any questions, or send me an email. We have a separate email set up just to field questions for this case. It's rams@bruninglegal.com. And we will be happy to take anybody's questions and walk them through. We'll also actually be posting a instructional video on our website and on our Facebook page about how to fill out a claim. We're going to use our class representative, Ron McAllister, is going to walk everybody through and show them how he fills out his claim. And just to make sure if anybody does have any questions or is confused about anything, they can pop on, look at that video, and hopefully that'll help them walk through the process.
All right, sounds good. All the information you're going to need, and you can start at RamsPSLClassActionSettlement.com. You know what time that's going to go live today?
I'm not sure the exact time. And then there will also be a publication in the Post-Dispatch on Sunday, kind of notifying people as well, so keep an eye out for that. But, yeah, it should just be sometime. But, again, like I said, no rush. You got 6 months to do it. Wait to see if you get the email or postcard. But sometime over that process, over the next 6 months, if you had a PSL, get on there and make a claim.
Sounds good. Ryan Bruning of the Bruning Law Firm, thanks very much for joining me this morning. And good job at least sticking it to the Rams in one way anyway.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and appreciate you having me on.
Ryan Bruning, up next on Total Information AM, the news.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.